Enjoy.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Faire on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map. I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortices of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Good evening and welcome everyone. I am Savoir Faire, host of Songs from the Squid Pod, bringing you another pre-recorded, fun and fact-filled edition of the Squid Pod. No specific theme tonight, but yesterday, February 17th, 1984, Footloose was released in theaters, so we'll have a tribute to the soundtrack coming up later. But first, I've got a good one for tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week. Aretha Franklin's first number one hit on the US Hot 100 pop chart was 1967's Respect. Her only other number one pop hit didn't come until 20 years later. Name the song. The answer to the Squid Pod trivia question of the week is coming up at the end of the show, so keep it right here on 91.5 FM. You may, however, text the answer to the station at 781-350-3264. Again, that's 781-350-3264. I am monitoring it live for the next hour. I also post the Squid Pod 80s trivia question on Twitter at Squid Pod Radio, so feel free to DM the answer to the show's account. Janet Jackson's self-titled debut will be celebrating its 40th anniversary this September, but why not begin the celebration tonight on Songs from the Squid Pod?
Bye.
Yeah, I'll call her up now. Come on, I know you're home. Answer. Pick it up!
Oh, I could ride a horse and Right now, the COVID-19 vaccines are available to millions of Americans, and soon they will be available to everyone.
This vaccine means hope. It will protect you and those you love from this dangerous and deadly disease.
I want to go back to work and I want to be able to move around.
To visit with Michelle's mom, to hug her and see her on her birthday.
You know what I'm really looking forward to is going to opening day in Texas Ranger Stadium with a full stadium.
We've lost enough people and we've suffered enough damage.
In order to get rid of this pandemic, it's important for our fellow citizens to get vaccinated.
I'm getting vaccinated because we want this pandemic to end as soon as possible.
So we urge you to get vaccinated when it's available to you.
So roll up your sleeve and do your part.
This is our shot.
Now it's up to you.
Welcome back to Songs from the Squid Pod here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. We began tonight's show with Janet Jackson's The Magic is Working from her 1982 self-titled debut. Chico DeBarge's Talk to Me peaked at number 21 on the US Hot 100 35 years ago today. That's from his self-titled debut. We then heard Cyndi Lauper covering The Brain's 1978 hit Money Changes Everything, and you guessed it, that's from her debut release from 1983, She's So Unusual. Wire followed with Kidney Bingos from 1988's A Bell is a Cup Until It is Struck, and that one is not off of their debut. Also from 1988, Robin Hitchcock and the Egyptians gave us Balloon Man from Globe of Frogs. Closing out the set was Laurie and the Chameleons and The Lonely Spy from 1980. If you're ever looking for the archives and playlists of the show, you can find all you need on the station's website at WMFO.org. Just click on the schedule link at the top of the page. As promised, I've got a mini tribute to Footloose, which was released yesterday, February 17th, 1984.
I thought this was a party!
Loose.
We always have a real good time. And maybe he sings off key, but that's alright by me. Yeah. 'Cause what he does so well. Makes me want to yell.
That's going to do it for me tonight, folks. I'm Savoir Faire, and I hope you enjoyed tonight's edition of Songs from Squid Pod. I'll be back next Friday night at 10 p.m. sharp for another trip through the 80s, so be sure to join me. In the meantime, I've got the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question. In case you join late, tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week was Aretha Franklin's first number one hit on the U.S. Hot 100 pop chart was 1967's Respect. Her only other number one pop hit didn't come until 20 years later. Name the song. And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question is I Knew You Were Waiting For Me, Aretha's duet with George Michael. And that debuted at number 59 on the U.S. Hot 100 35 years ago today. A quick rundown of what you've been listening to before I sign off. We started the last set with a tribute to Footloose, which was released yesterday, February 17th, 1984. Kenny Loggins kicked things off with Footloose. The original soundtrack produced 6 US Hot 100 Top 40 hits, 3 of which reached the top 10, including 2 number 1 hits, Loggins' Footloose and Let's Hear It for the Boy by Denise Williams, which followed Loggins in the playlist. Shalimar was in there with Dancing in the Sheets, and Bonnie Tyler's Holding Out for a Hero finished the tribute. Today in 1990, Freddie Mercury made his final public appearance on stage when he and the rest of Queen received the Brit Award for Outstanding Contribution to Music. We listened to Radio Gaga from 1984's The Works. Have a great weekend, everyone. Just a reminder, it's a fact. If you're vaccinated against the coronavirus, you are less of a risk to others. Be mindful, be kind. Stay safe, get vaccinated if you haven't already, and be sure to get the booster as soon as possible. And don't forget to wear a mask that covers your nose and mouth when you're out and about. Ciao.
Somehow I made it through the You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.